The key economic tension to watch out for in 2023 will likely be the balance between employment levels and the cost of living. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahia Reyes reports, Indiana's latest unemployment rate is still historically low, despite some increases in the last few months.
We don't have all the data from 2022 yet. Purdue Community Research Institute Director Rachel Blakeman says the data we do have suggests Indiana entered 2023 with a red-hot job market.
A year ago or so, we were in a white-hot job market. So has it softened a little bit? Yes.
But Blakeman says most employment data is better at showing where we've been than where we're going, and there are reasons to believe the tide may turn. The Federal Reserve is trying to lower inflation by raising loan interest rates, forcing businesses to reduce production. That means people could lose jobs, but the cost of milk will go back down. Economist Tin-Shin Lin wonders if that's the right approach.
Inflation, yes, prices are very high, but I can squeeze. But if I do not have a job, I even do not have income.
There's hope that if a downturn does hit as predicted, it may not be too bad for workers since we're coming off such a strong labor market. But it's far too early to know for sure. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Reyes.